Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is Day 9 of Volume 2 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Fighting for God's Best. Alan Redpath said, "The land full of blessing is a land of intensive warfare." Our text today is Joshua 10, verses 34 through 39. Then Joshua and all Israel with him passed from Lachish to Eglon, and they laid siege to it and fought against it, and they captured it on that day and struck it with the edge of the sword. And he devoted every person in it to destruction that day, as he had done to Lachish. Then Joshua and all Israel with him went up from Eglon to Hebron, and they fought against it, and captured it, and struck it with the edge of the sword, and its king, and its towns, and every person in it. He left none remaining, as he had done to Eglon, and devoted it to destruction, and every person in it. Then Joshua and all Israel with him turned back to Debir, and fought against it, and he captured it with its king and all its towns, and they struck them with the edge of the sword and devoted to destruction every person in it. He left none remaining, just as he had done to Hebron and to Libna and its king, so he did to Debir and its king. Today's scripture continues with three more battles that Israel faced: Eglon, Hebron, and Debir. In Joshua 10:28 through 39, there are seven total battles. In Scripture, seven is a number that signifies fullness, completion, and perfection. The following comments highlight the complete victory that Israel experienced in these seven straight battles. Joshua plunged into the heart of enemy territory, conquering one city after another. Notice that the army's efforts were constant. They didn't slacken, but continued till all the great battles had been fought and the task was complete. Their efforts were also combined. They were united in their efforts. All the Israelites were committed to the task. No complaints are recorded. They worked together until the job was done. United, dedicated, helpful cooperation will win the day. The efforts of Israel were complete, and they operated in full unity and faith. We will be mature and complete, lacking in nothing, when we can approach our spiritual battles with the same single-mindedness as Israel had in these battles. Each of Israel's battles was compared to the preceding battles in some way. For instance, in verse 39 it reads, "Just as he had done to Hebron and to Libna and its king, so he did to Debir and to its kings." So, not only is Jericho referenced in some battles, but each battle is connected to the others. God wants Israel to remember each battle as they march towards the next. In the same way, we need to fight consistently in the ongoing spiritual battles we face. As God moved and worked in our first spiritual battle, he will continue to work if we walk by faith. Kenneth Gangel, in his Old Testament commentary on Joshua, brings up an interesting point when writing on these verses. Apparently, this series of lightning-like raids against key Canaanite cities served the purpose of destroying the fighting ability of the inhabitants, not necessarily occupying the cities attacked. It was the task of the tribes to occupy the land. Here we only deal with the conquest. Joshua broke the back of the resistance, but the text says nothing about burning the cities such as we read in Jericho and Ai. Consequently, most of these cities could quickly be resettled by Canaanites, perhaps even by some who fled with the cities in the wake of the advancing Israelite armies. Despite their victories, the Israelites left a trail of abandoned but still inhabitable cities in their wake as they conquered Canaan. They didn't fill the empty cities with their own people as they went, leaving them open to infiltration and repopulation by others. If we don't continually accept personal responsibility to pursue God's best for our lives, we'll find ourselves living with far less than God has promised. Just as we fight daily battles and see God win victories, we must continually fight for all that God has promised. If we don't allow God to completely defeat our enemies, they will resettle in other areas of our lives. Consider these questions. Spend some time thinking about the battles you have faced and the victories God has won. How is God using those battles to bring complete fullness in your Christian life? In what ways are you allowing the enemy to resettle in certain areas of your life? How can you allow God to give you complete victory? What other lessons from today's scripture can be applied to your daily life so that you can fight for God's best? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for giving us your best. And thank you that the battle is already won. Teach us to claim that victory completely. We love you, Lord. In Christ's name, amen.